We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is offering a mobile casino now in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play, and you got options galore. Slots, blackjack, roulette, table games with live dealers, and more. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Do it now and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And who was that sneezing over my read?
You know, I covered my microphone. It was me. I turned my head and I covered my microphone. It still came through.
Oh yeah.
You know you have a mute you have a mute button there, Andy.
Oh jeez, I do. Okay. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You forgot that the way I forget to announce winner of the Ask Ross segment. But I am going to remember today. Our Ask Ross winner today is Dave from Lehigh Valley. Dave, I will be reaching out to you. You are the winner of the KSN Polo. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Andy Shea. He's Bob Flounders. And guys, this is the last in our series on make or break players. We define that as players who've been in the system for a few years and haven't quite established themselves yet. What's great is this week, a very interesting trio of players we're going to look at. They're all offensive linemen. And Andy, I'm going to start with you. We're starting with a redshirt junior, a junior college transfer named Anthony Wigan. He's listed at 6'4", 320. And right now he is listed as a backup to C.J. Thorpe. This is his second year in the system. Is this a make or break year for him?
So first of all, this has been a really fun series. I would have never thought this. Was this your idea, Bob?
It was. It was something I can.
Yeah, this is a good one. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So let's talk about Anthony Wigan. So right now we know he's a backup offensive lineman who's a junior college transfer. There's not a path that I see to him being a major contributor or a contributor on any level, even if he has a good camp or has improved and it has gotten better, you know, over time when they get back to playing football, even if he's at a level that is higher than he was, you just don't see a path to him. If he's playing, it's because of injury. So because there's a limited opportunity for him, to me, that means it's not a make or break season in my book.
Yeah.
In other words, you're kind of saying that make or break time passed him by. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, so I think you get the fact that this is just his second year at Penn State. I actually thought he would be – they list him at guard. I think he's probably better suited maybe to tackle, but they do list him at guard. They don't quite really know where he fits in Phil Troutwine's scheme, and I'm sure Phil's going to take a long, hard look at him. But, you know, Penn State's pretty set at all of its offensive line positions, you know, for this year, and there's a couple of maybe depth issues. But if he's going to stay at guard, you know, he's going to get pressed at some point by, you know, they have the youngster Salim Worley. They still have to decide what they want to do with Caden Wallace. They might kick him inside this year just because they already have three tackles, I think, that they really like. I'm going to lean Andy's way. I don't think it's necessarily make or break. I just think he's going to have to thread the needle though at some point, only because, you know, if he doesn't really make a strong push to be a top reserve this year, I don't know that the grass will be any greener for him in that regard. His final year at Penn State, they've just recruited so well. They have a lot of young players in the system that they like. But to Andy's point, I'm not sure that they ever brought him in as a guy they foresaw as a starter, you know, and an impact right. player. I think he was probably a lot more often than not when you dip into the JUCO ranks, right? It's kind of like an insurance policy. So I'm going to agree with Andy. I don't think it's make or break. I don't know that the expectation level, was ever that high for Wigan. And hopefully he can kind of outplay those expectations. But the offensive line room's gotten a lot better, and he just faces a tall order, I think.
And another part to this is he's listed as the backup to C.J. Thorpe. Say something happens to C.J. Thorpe or even someone needs to spell him for a while, it's not necessarily guaranteed that the number two guy at guard is going to go in. As right. you said, a Caden Wallace, who's listed at tackle, yeah. might be next man up at guard also, correct, Bob?
Yeah, that's the way I would look at it. I just think, and as you remember what they said about the depth chart they released in April, that a lot of the assistant coaches said, don't read a lot into that. There was a lot of either ors, and, you know, Wiggins, a guy that, you know, is an older player. They might have just put him there. But, yeah, I just think when these young guys start to get comfortable, these four-star kids, they're gonna improve pretty rapidly.
All right. Next man up, Andy, is a redshirt sophomore tackle, Bryce Effner. And he's only a sophomore, so he has multiple years of eligibility left. Right now, though, he's listed as third team behind Will Fries and Caden Wallace, who obviously has passed him by. What about him, Andy?
So he was a three-star prospect coming out of Aurora, Illinois, Wayne's World. So if you think about it, as a redshirt sophomore and a three-star prospect,
yeah,
the way I look at it, he's quote-unquote third string, so he's a depth guy, right? He's a backup right now. And that makes sense, right? That's his role in the natural progression of a three-star prospect who has some work to do. Being a backup is the role that he is. Being a better backup, being a more available backup is still a role that when you're talking about offensive linemen, like, okay, you could be third on the depth chart, but are you really, if they got down to third on the depth chart, would you be able to perform? A la, when I think of this, I think of Steven Gonzalez in 16. Yeah. Remember, like, mm-hmm. who thought of Steven Gonzalez that buried that deep on the depth chart would A, yeah. play, and then B, if he had to, would he be anything more than chewed bubblegum? Well, it turns out he did, you know, he was prepared if called on to contribute and play. That's the thing I look at for Bryce. If he's playing, you would have to guess that there have been some major injuries along this offensive line. I'm not saying that's a problem. I'm just saying if he's playing, that's what it feels like to me. It is not make or break because he's exactly where he should be. To him, for me, he would be a make or break guy next year. Can he move up and can he be a second guy or actually push for a starting role? Make or break is next year, in my opinion, for Bryce.
Well, he also, Bob, is in a position that, you know, Will Fries is definitely going to move on after this season.
Right.
We don't know about Rashid Walker, you know, if he's mm-hmm. going to be around much longer. So there may be some opportunities, say, next year for him due to graduation. So next year might be his make or break time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the 2021 team, and for now, I mean, I think I really, really like Rashid Walker, but let's assume that he comes back for his redshirt junior year. If he does, you know, Will Fries moves on. Des Holmes, I think, would be a fifth-year player that might be really pushing to start. If he isn't starting by his fifth year, I think something's wrong. They'll have a better idea about where Caden Wallace fits. But yeah, redshirt sophomore player, it's real hard to say make or break unless there's something very obvious there. He is going to have to take a big step forward. But to Ashe's point, three-star recruit, you know, You know, those are the exceptions to the rule now. Almost all of the guys they're bringing in are 4 stars, and some of them are high 4 stars. So I think you got to give Bryce the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what his ceiling is, but I would not say make or break for him, especially if more than a couple guys leave or a couple of offensive linemen leave school early after this season. But like I said, they do have a lot of young offensive linemen that they like. But Andy said something about chewed bubblegum, which I had never heard before with Steven Gonzalez. I think I know what he meant because I didn't really see Steven Gonzalez as a starter for 3+ years and at a pretty high level. So I agree with you, Andy.
All right. I'm going to start with you, Bob, on this last one, who's really interesting. And that is, I believe it's redshirt sophomore Juice Scruggs. Mm-hmm. And he's listed as the backup to Michael Mennett. First of all, I think it's just wonderful that he's on the depth chart.
Yeah.
Recovered from, some pretty serious injuries off the field. I believe a car accident.
Yep.
But just the fact that he's there, it feels like it's wrong to even judge him on a make or break season. I feel like he's already made it just by being listed as second team. What do you feel, Bob?
Yeah, I think we included him just because we wanted to talk about him. It's clearly not a make or break. He's got some rust. I just remember Ross Tucker really liked him a lot coming out of, I think, Cathedral Prep. Coach Troutwine really likes his versatility. And I think that's going to be important for him this year. He's got to find out where he fits long term. It may not be center just because he would be a good center, but I think the heir apparent to Michael Mennett, it might be Mike Miranda, but he's also the starting guard. I think you could see that move. And I think Juice can play. Phil said he could play all 5 positions, but I think he's real comfortable at any of the 3 interior positions. I think his best football is definitely going to be ahead of him after the back injury. I think redshirt junior and even 5th-year senior, he could play some really good, meaningful football at Penn State. And the fact that he's versatile, I think, really helps his case.
Real quick, Andy, your thoughts.
Yeah, I think Juice Scruggs, wherever you play him, is a starter at the Big Ten level, whether it's guard or center. He is a future anchor along the interior of that offensive line in some way, shape, or form. I see it as make or break. Just the fact that he can play football, that's important. But I just think he's a future anchor and no pressure.
All right. That is going to have to be it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Bob. Thank you guys for joining us. And make sure you download the app Keystone Sports.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.